It's your boy Kid Bracy, and now locked into Sly and Talk. Make sure you keep it locked.
Real nigga and still I ain't changed up since. Vision on view, no tint. I've been trying to tell these men, but they ain't convinced. And my damn Jack Jones, I'm working my own. Now they ask for the meth and I'm doing up six. 5 years later, I still ain't missed. No convo, ain't no conflict. And there's still some things that I don't admit. Damn, I'm back on my shameless shit. Niggas try to tell me I changed and shit. Chits, they would act like I don't exist. Now I walk in the club with my shades and drink. And they all wanna ask my fragrances. Yeah. Balling the blood like I'm James's kid. Balling the blood like I'm James's. When I was younger, man, I was going through phases. Still, I was making them playlists. Looking for purpose, now they all notice my cadence. I had to work on my patience, never been favorite. Just to earn something, I can never regret all the things I did. All in the blood like I'm James's kid. All in the blood like I'm James's own. Fell in love with the game I'm in. No breaks, no vacations. Every man for himself, and I noticed this. So don't talk if a shoe don't fit. They can't walk in my shoes or kicks. I'm a star, but it's St. Patrick. Comfy in my night fabrics. I be planning on upping my finances. It was all up to me, I be out on the roads. I'm grinding, you know how it goes. It's wrong when I get in that mode. You ain't got a passionate shows. Good on my own, I don't need me a group. Lies all around, I had to look for the truth. I was finding my way, man, I didn't have a clue. Young and I still be inspiring the youth. Show my potential, I earn all my merits. They're jealous of me, they won't give me the credit. I know I'm different, they love what I'm selling. They lobbying, no, and I don't wanna beg it. Tough times, but I never been desperate. The past, I would never go edit. I lost sometimes and I had to accept it. Then I had to go up and get it. But there's still some things that I don't admit. Damn, I'm back on my shameless shit. Niggas try to tell me I changed and shit. Chits, they would act like I don't exist. Now I walk in the club with my shit and drink, and they all wanna ask for my fragrances. Ballin' the blood like I'm James's kid. Ballin' the blood like I'm James's. When I was younger, man, I was going through phases. Still, I was making them playlists, looking for purpose. Now they all notice my cadence. I had to work on my patience, I'm in favor. Just to earn something, I can never regret all the things I did.
I like that still. I like that. It's got a good balance of the sample slash giving a nostalgia vibes with the actual flow tree. And the way he's skating on the beat, it's cold.
Yeah, so. Sounds like he's been doing this a long time, innit? Sounds very clean in terms of rapping.
Yep.
And just putting forward what he wants to express in it.
Mm-hmm.
Took me by surprise.
Shout out Max to A&R.
But yeah,
bringing us in,
Namza. Go check him out, man. I don't know. You know what? Is this the reboot of Art Queen? Maybe. But then again, bro, I don't know. Do you know what it is, though? I have to be honest. The reason why I haven't carried it on is because I haven't found much that's, like, really inspired me to say, like, wow. Like, okay, cool. This is refreshing. Mm. Like, all the people that I like already, I've known about already. Like, it's not like it's a new discovery. Mm. I haven't made much new discoveries recently in terms of music. I don't know if that's just reflective of me not necessarily caring or whatever, but or there not being much out there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I think, to be honest, this could be the start of the reboot, in terms of you can put him in as the you know what I'm saying?
Probably.
Yeah. How did you come across him? Like, randomly.
New music mix on Apple Store.
Okay.
Yeah. Big up that, because. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't have. I probably wouldn't have found it.
Mm.
But.
That's not the thing where you put the Infinity thing on.
Nah. It was one of the songs in the mix.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the songs. But then again, I like the Infinity thing, just in case I hear whatever pops up, do you get me? So, I'll probably do that tonight, in fact, with this particular song. Mm. And see what comes up on the Infinity.
Yeah, no. I feel like the Infinity definitely does help finding new songs and also artists and whatnot. It just gives you bare nostalgia vibes as well, to be honest.
Agreed.
Yeah, like it takes you back in, like, oh shit, this song, I haven't spun this in time. But yeah, man. What are you saying? How you been?
Bro, I've been chilling, man. Well, it's been a busy weekend. But yeah, man, just here, just trying to, you know, prepare for the year or whatnot.
Trust.
But yeah, I'm just going through the motions still. What are you saying? What you been saying?
Hey, alive, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
First thing. Yeah, I've just been fucking maintaining, really.
Word.
To think about, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Like you said, planning some shit for the year.
Indeed.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, we can actually tick a couple of things off the
slam
checklist this year, innit?
Word.
Yeah, stuff that we've alluded to, but I haven't actually fully.
Yeah, bruh, we might as well just plan it in silence, and then when it's ready,
yeah,
we just put it out.
Yeah, Hondo.
Do you hear me?
Hondo.
But yeah, man.
Where do you wanna go with it?
Where should we go? Okay, first of all, shout out to Kia Keys on dropping this project called Fucked It.
Oh, is that what the name of the project's called?
Yeah, it's called Fucked It still. Decent. I have to be honest, it wasn't like a crazy display of like lyrical skill and whatnot, but it shows him being a competent rapper, being able to have varying styles of songs, but mainly caught up in for example, the Label Reject song, where he's talking about his experience in going major, in not really working out, and then how that affected him personally. What was the other songs that stood out to me? I think it's Cafe East. One second. Yeah, I think this is one of them relationship type songs. Do you get me? But it's smooth. What's the one with the sample on it? Yeah. This is probably my favourite produced song on it.
Day in my life, get tried and tested. Being bad ain't real. So many bad men lying their best friend. Turned it around, that shit's unheard of. Couple guys in the bits got burned off. Licking my ass, that shit is a turn off. Sitting in the dark, can't give up my energy. Calling me stranger, I don't even know that girl when I drove my memory. Me and bro got telekinesis. We made a move without telling me. Bitches wanna know who's upset.
Yeah, not too bad, man. But yeah, man. On the whole, it's a decent show, and you get me. He can definitely rap. But yeah, I just feel like I need to sit with it a bit more. Fair. And whatnot.
Fair.
But yes, it's a decent showing still. It's a decent showing.
Did you hear Skepta's new joint?
I'm trying to save it for the album, for when the album drops, which
really?
I think is this week, unless I'm mistaken.
Is it this week?
I think it's, let me just double check that. I think it's this week. One second.
Yeah, cuz
he dropped the Alright, cool. Let me find the tweet.
What, is the track list out or not?
No. It's the announcement tweet he made. That's what I'm trying to find.
Okay.
Big Smoke. Oh no, it's not this week. I was mistaken. It's been years since I dropped my last album, and I want to thank you all for the love during my hiatus. I've seen the messages, tweets, and TikToks. I'm truly grateful that my music is still resonating with the world, even in my absence. I'm happy to announce my next studio album, Knife and Fork, is loading. The first single, Gas Me Up, Diligent, will be out January 26th.
January 26th, so that is this weekend.
Yeah, this week.
This week, so yeah. Say less. Yeah. It's very interesting still. It's just you know. I like the beat though, production wise it's cold, so yeah, obviously.
I haven't heard it. I'm trying to save it.
Yeah, fair. Have you heard this though, Benny the Butcher's on the radio?
No, but let me tap in.
Drake could never.
We saw what he did on there. Stop it.
Anyway, ain't as good as this.
Let's see. He's dropping this week as well, isn't
it? Yep.
Let's go. Life on Easy Street ain't bad. I'm chilling. Cops still watching me like an interview with Keefy D and Vlad. Podcast tell me that I should go 50-50 half. But that's tricky, cause my bitch got busy with me bad. We went from little dates to putting 50s in the bag to me getting evicted and living in her pad. Now her wrist lit, the driveway is big shit she can crash. And she ain't spent a penny since 2016, yeah. Who knew this raw shit would make y'all ungrateful? When I swept the grams off it, it was a deal on the table. When I walked in Dev Jam, it was a meal on the table. Had these rappers looking stupid like the bill on the table. AMG Benzes and diamond rings. And I could see behind the scenes which rappers living beyond their means. Y'all were shook ones, but we was prodigies. They gon' have to call my biography quantity over quality. Consciously, they can't conquer me, no. So your mind can't possibly be on stopping me. Since the streets had adopted me, I've been on Socrates. It was hard, transitioning was a lot for me. Spotify like a block to me. And in the streets, I don't see y'all stretching. New money, I see y'all flexing. I let you have that, I'ma keep y'all guessing. On my block, fiends OD for breakfast. Fetty touch more white families than a Celine Dion record. Benz with the carpet in the middle of the project. Shit is just nonsense. 50,000 in the middle compartment. Lit, took my team to the Eastern Conference. A chip for your careers, even with Spark yet. Nigga, Butch with the hard hat. Everybody can't go. Yo, the streets got me paranoid. I'm aware when them vibes coming. Double checking everything like a pair of Sakai runners. Gold roller, or a big AP, or it ain't me. Your wife see it, we gon' hug like Brady White did AB. A nice watch, have bitches all in your biz. This whole single depending on who you is, it's Butch. Ah. Everybody can't go, nigga. Yeah.
Black Supreme family, Rock Nation. Quick. Quick 16, you know what I'm saying?
That was nice.
Yep.
Quick. I mean, he can flow. He's barring. You get me?
Yeah.
But yeah, like let's see. Do you get me? How do I say this?
What are you trying to say?
He's a good rapper.
Great rapper.
He can rap great. But there's a difference between rapping great and being a great rapper. There's a difference.
Please.
There's a difference.
What is the difference?
There's a difference.
What is the difference?
He's capable of being great. Is he great consistently? For me, not really. He has great projects. But is he great overall? I don't know. But let me see with the Stabia album.
I honestly don't know what you're... What do you mean? So wait, say... Just so I got your point, you're saying...
Okay, let me compare it to... Let me put it in football terms. Bruno Fernandes is capable of world-class things. He's not a world class talent though. That's how I see it. He to me is like a Bruno Fernandes.
And then what would you call Drake?
Oh, bro, let's not even, man.
Because if we're talking bars, like, I think my man Stoney, his head is...
For me, I would class him as like a KDB. It's boring at this point, but no, you know he's going to get much. Points on the board.
No, doing too much.
Bro.
No.
Stop me when I stop telling the truth. Listen.
Should have stopped you a long time ago. Capping.
I'm being serious.
Capping too hard, nigga. I'm sick. What the fuck you mean? I'm sick. Because that ain't it, chief.
I'm just saying. That's how I view him. Because I don't think he's the best in his group, respectfully. I think that title for best rapper in his group goes to Conway the Machine for me.
What?
100%. In terms of just pure rapping, for me, Conway is the best. 100%. 100%.
I find that hard. Because my man is like, he's almost like Marmite, to be fair. Like, you either hate him or you love him.
I guess.
So,
but I think he raps.
I think Conway is just clean with it throughout. Like, no, Benny Butcher. Like, if you like bars and you like gangster rap, he's got you.
Yes, yeah, so does Conway.
Yeah, but there's no. How do I explain it? There's no like. He's more palatable for most.
I get what you mean. I get what you mean. 100%. Benny's the more palatable. Out of actually, you know what? I'd say probably West Side Gun. To be honest with you.
Oh, he's not palatable as well.
What?
He's got a high pitch voice as well, no?
Yeah, but his production's the best out of all of them, bar none.
I'm not talking about production now.
Okay, but I'm just saying, in terms of the full package, I would say West Side Gun is probably the most palatable. In terms of just, if you wanted to, what do you call it, show the best of Griselda, for example, you would throw in a West Side Gun song first for me. Actually, you're saying now you're probably throwing something from like Ton of Talk for some shit. I don't know.
That part. That's definitely what I'm putting on first.
Probably. But yeah, West Side Gun for me is probably the most palatable out of the group. I think
Benny still, but.
But they've got like offshoots like Stove God Cooks. Mac Homie, Armani Caesar, but they're like, I wouldn't consider them like full on group. Well, actually, Armani Caesar, yeah, Stove Good Cooks, maybe, yeah, but yeah, I don't know, it's what you prefer, to be honest, it's what you prefer. If you prefer production, go for West Side Gun. If you prefer bars, it's probably a toss-up between Benny and Conway, to be honest. And any of the others mentioned. But,
fair.
It is what it is. But, yeah. I see you got Young M.A. loaded up. Shout out Young M.A. because I haven't heard much of her music in a minute, but she's apparently been steady dropping and whatnot.
Yeah, I think she's making her her comeback. And yeah, she's spitting.
All this, what we doing?
Okay. Dynasty intro.
You know my body, I'm coming harder than niggas in tight pussy. I'm still a bully, I'm not friendly. None of you rappers still can't fuck with me. I'm her, I'm him, I'm Shim, not them. And I put that on mommy, I'm kinda weird, it's kinda hard to define me. Men hate cause women never decline me. Sex symbol, I got drip, but I dress simple. And my neck and my wrist on Dasani. With black shades, all I see is Versace. I'm from the bitty of the top booters. Them Glock and Rugers, them 50-thooters. Nutcrackers in them box coolers. Mix the Henny with the wine coolers. Getting benchy with the Brodies. Fronto with the sour old heads, freak the bogeys. See the ops, quick to spin the block in the stogie. G, check him if he claim me homie. We ain't jacking phonies. I'm grown now, had to go with plain Jane to Rolly. Cut ties with a lot of guys and I'm okay with it. Heard he did some foul shit and lied, I'ma pray for him. Put a watch on a nigga wrist, he said they stole it. Nah, I put a watch on that nigga wrist and he sold it. I feel sorry for niggas that disrespect me. Like I ain't got niggas that's here to protect me. Still got them hitters on the right and the lefty. My Glock is my bestie. I'm back in my hefty. The money like, come and collect me. And my bitch from Compton, she hood and she sexy. Cook clean, sex me the way to impress me. No yes men around me, cause if I'm wrong, correct me. Don't wanna talk about what you got, cause if you got it, connect me. I'm the plug, I don't need a plug. Just respect me, I don't need the love. Been through a lot, I probably need a hug. So many scars, man, it's hard not to see the blood. Came from the mud, it's kinda hard not to be a thug. Still putting belt to ass. Still blue faces when I count the cash. Fresh hundreds came in, counted fast. This whole summer I'm about to have. And all that bullshit they rapping about, it ain't about the last. Thought that I was dying when they seen me with them yellow eyes. Surprise, motherfuckers, I'm alive. God wasn't finished with me, got some more shit to do. Had to tell my side, open scars was the interlude. Listen to the music, I ain't about to do them interviews. Don't worry about what happened, just be worried what I'm fitting to do. If they ain't talking money, cut them off like umbilical. And if they want war, we at their door like the renters do. It's 2024 and that's my mood, oh yeah. Got a big appetite, y'all niggas food, oh yeah. I'm a ooh, oh yeah, making moves, oh yeah. Out the bank saying I can never lose, oh yeah. I was cool, oh yeah. Hitting snooze, oh yeah. Like, what? Fuck that. I'm breaking rules, oh yeah.
Yeah. Shit, I'm she cooking style.
Sad. Sad. It's sad, man. Bro. I don't know. I need more, man.
Yeah, I hear it.
The money talk, whatever. Cool. Where have you been? Because,
bro, she talks about that, though.
One line.
What? How much else?
People saw her with the yellow eyes and said, I'm fine.
Yeah, she talks about, well, the other song in Open Scars, she actually talks about it a little bit more to an extent, but yeah, she just had to take a breather, innit?
I hear that. Listen, do what's best for your mental health. Do what's best for your actual health. But let's see, man.
Yeah.
Let's see. I want to see what she cooks up.
did you see? I don't know if you saw a couple of people. Well, Mimi asked a question about a song that Notes put out.
What pop piece of the problems? Interesting title. You could have said you went pop or whatever, but or whatever. Huh? Wait, you could have said you went pop.
I don't think that would tell the story of what the song's about, though.
Alright, I want to hear the song.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Actually. Wait, I'm not sure what one I should do first, but cool. Let me just
What were you gonna do?
Because Mimi said something regarding this song.
What did she say?
To be honest, it was music connoisseur of Escoffer, to be fair. I'll be honest.
What did she say?
She basically asked the streets, is Notes, can he come back, or
that's crazy,
is this
But it's a valid question.
Is it done for him still? Like this, it's basically asked if this is his comeback, saying that this is his comeback single, I'm ready to, which I don't think it is. I think it's more of him explaining where he is at musically and whatnot. So it's a bit.
Let's hear it. And can he make a comeback? Or why not?
I think if you actually listen to that, yeah, take it in. Shout out notes, man. We'll have you on the sofa, trust me.
I've survived from lessons learned and I'll provide for lesser earning. Remember when I was that person? More is less and less is more so. Gotta get it all occasions. Full throttle, trailblazing. Living and maintaining. It ain't my time I'm wasting. When you're naming me on mine, can't just have anybody on my line. Block been trying to throw shade on my name, but you wouldn't have shade in a place that don't shine. Can't block this line. Diamonds, gold, and my future be bright. All this ice in their eyes. I want peace. Peace over problems. Seen it empty too often. Bringing heat out the oven. I want peace. With a sweet thing and a quick whip. And I'm speeding, cause you need it. Living, never live it. I want done deals, I ain't ever took a plea. I made meals, but ain't me. Rocking chains when my hat was MMG. Little child, big dreams. Lines they sold, but in between you need to read. Never been a rat, I don't even like cheese. Unless it's green, you know the fun. I've been low and above, wanna go beyond skyline. You straight to the top, oh. Forever be living it up, up. Family living it up, up. Nobody can interrupt us. Choosing peace over problems. Seen it empty too often. Bringing heat out the oven. I want peace. With a sweet thing and a quick whip. And I'm speeding.
Is the song bad? No. But is this a song to help kickstart a comeback? No.
No.
But then again,
do you think it was intended for that as well?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think it was. I think it was similar to to be honest, I didn't even play it, but the open scars rhythm. But basically, you know when a rapper comes back and they're kind of like rapping and they're freestyling, basically. This felt like he's basically just talking about his fucking, his basically talking about where he's been and whatnot, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, I mean, I just...
Like, I feel like it's harsh.
It is harsh, innit? However, did he quote unquote fall off to a degree? He did, unfortunately. Like I feel like he just not well. He lost momentum, innit?
No way he should deleted it. That's funny.
What she deleted the tweet? politician. It's a man, stand on business, man. 2024, let's stand on business, please.
Brother, oh, that is funny.
Let it rock.
Nah, but what she did was bad, man. Though, man, I felt like, because basically she set it up like it was his comeback song, even though technically it's his comeback song, but I felt like it was more of a song where a man's just venting, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't think like, if this song obviously done what it's supposed to do, then cool. But I feel like he's come back into it on a musical thing, innit? So he's actually, do you know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to give you lyrics and rare tear, like, the content, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think, yeah, I think she's deleted it still.
Listen, 2024, stand on business. But I get what you mean. I get what you mean. If you're posing a question like that, then obviously you want a reaction, innit?
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
This wasn't, it barely even had a hook. I mean, it has a hook, but like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he wants peace. Which is fine, innit? However, has he got better songs? 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. I think honestly, yeah. And Len, I think Len quote tweeted it saying, yeah, no, he doesn't. He can't come back.
That's refreshing. That's refreshing. Because I feel like people are too afraid to give their opinion. He gives a fuck. It's just an opinion. It don't define you or nothing.
I don't know. Brother, I still feel like it's a bit rich for someone to say that still.
Okay, cool. Len is still probably coming up or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, so, cool. I'm assuming he's a music lover. He listens to music like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
So what differentiates him from us in terms of being able to give an opinion? Nothing should do that. Do you get me? Like, just because he makes music doesn't mean that he doesn't have an opinion. You could say that, oh, it's not right to put it out in public or whatever, but allow me, brother. Listen.
I mean, I hear it.
Brother, and but this is someone that don't even like Lynn's music, which, whatever.
Mm.
But, bro, let the guy say what he's saying, innit?
But yeah, no, I hear it.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Do you think he can make a comeback? Yeah, no, that's tough. I don't know. Yeah. I think it's kind of funny because obviously maybe she didn't delete it actually, but like,
fair play.
But, bro, I don't know, man. It's kind of funny because if you see the post that she said for Lotto Ash, it's basically a similar vibe song.
Fuck off. Nah, Swave kills me, bro. What the fuck? My set is over. I know hella 9 to 5 was that. If we give the same beat at 2 hours of studio, they'll make a hit. Fuck off, man. Bro. Boy.
It's tough, man.
But Nose is a hit maker.
Yeah, and I don't think this one, to be honest, obviously, I'm just hoping, obviously, he's got better songs in the docket. And I'm, like I said, my excuse is, this is just event floating. So event floating isn't always meant to be.
He's not a rapper like that still.
No, but he's talking his things there on here though. Like, he's talking about how he feels about the industry and whatnot. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Like, it's not like a single that's supposed to be hitting a, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I hear that.
It wasn't designed for that still. So yeah, no, I just feel like it's a bit, yeah, man. I feel like Mimi set him up there still. I can't lie to you.
I agree. I can't lie. I agree.
And it's funny because, like I said, Lil Wash had done something similar and she's kind of spun it in a good way because it's...
I'm not trying to hear from Lil Wash. Trying to give us gospel. You can keep on that side. I'm not trying to hear that story.
Yeah, that's why she gave him a decent, you know what I'm saying? But...
Brother, let me not even talk. What? But no,
what?
No.
What do you need to get off your chest, brother?
Nah, we'll save it for after. But Bro, listen, man. Everybody make the music they want to, you know. However, that does not guarantee that people are going to like it.
Oh, yeah, facts.
And if they don't like it, that should not be held against them or whatever, like, you're hating or whatever. Maybe they just don't like the song.
Yeah. Or the song, for them.
Exactly. Or maybe even the song just isn't good. It's fine. You can make another one.
Yeah. It's funny because me and Vince were talking during the week, and it was just like, bro, he basically asked me, like, oh, did a man them send him R&B songs? And no, actually, he didn't ask me that, but like, we were just talking about R&B and finding the balance between rap and R&B, and if it's possible, blah, blah, blah. Now, yeah. And I think we basically came onto the subject of the nigga send me R&B songs. And I was like, you know what? No, not really. I think it's because they know that maybe it's not, that's not my bag, innit? Like, do you know what I'm saying? And like, and sometimes I feel like I might not be able to give the best critical opinion, do you know what I'm saying? Because it's not my bag. Where I could just be coming from the point of view where I just don't like it because it's not me anyway, like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, that's true.
But Vince is obviously like, well, he does like it when he can, he can basically convince, like, try to turn someone that R&B, that they don't like R&B normally, but, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it is funny, but, I mean, but actually going off topic, though, well, on that point, do you reckon there is a good way of balancing out R&B and rap?
I feel like artists should make what they just feel is right at that point, whether it be R&B, whether it be rap. I don't feel like artists should look to their fan base or people that listen to them or what people want from them in terms of what you call it, what they should do.
No, okay, yeah, but that being said, like, because a man can feel like doing R&B, a man can feel like doing rap.
Yeah.
But then, obviously, you've actually got to put it out coherently as well.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? That's the conversation, really.
I mean, I feel like at this point in, like, music, especially, I feel like the lines are almost blurred when it comes to R&B and rap. That they can live together and whatnot. I don't feel like there is necessarily like a balance to be struck anymore. I don't think so.
I think there is.
Why?
Because of niggas like me.
Okay, but for every nigga like you, there's women out there that like and probably even prefer the R&B, but will also like the rap as well. So why not? So,
okay, well, I don't know. So I mean, so you're saying it's a balance. Well, not a balance. It's a balance of the audience, really. So
yes.
So in terms of like, you might not actually have a certain demographic tuning into certain tunes, and like hip hop ultra is like the most definite man might not be tuning into certain tunes.
Yeah.
Because
it's not for them.
Yeah.
But that's fine, though.
Yeah, I agree, still.
It's fine. You don't have to. You don't have to. Well, bro, again, I hate to bring this man up again, but, bro, the likes of Drake and co are, what you call it, talked about, like, they struggle to find a balance. But in saying that, like, bruv, because they have a fan base who likes them. Okay, that's an opinion. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, I don't know where he can draw the line in it, because people like his music for a lot of reasons. Some like the rap, some like the some like the R&B, some like the dancehall, the Afro beats, whatever. Do you get me? And to be honest, using Drake is probably like unfair, whatever. But you know, that's just the example I'm giving. But yeah, like bro, to find a balance there, it's hard. But only you as the artist can really dictate that. Do you get me? And I feel like it's what. Well, I feel like if you're inspired by like a certain sound or whatever, then don't be afraid to lean into it. Like Vinch is great with the R&B. I personally would love if he was to drop like a Lovers EP or some shit. Personally, at the same time, I would also love if he does like a full rap EP. Because I like that from him too, innit? So yeah, I feel like it's down to the artist to decide.
I was saying do a double diss, fam.
People have done that before.
Do a double diss, bro.
That's so
probably the easiest way to do it. So that, I mean, once you have a double diss, people know or somewhat, you know what I'm saying, and they tune into what they like and that, like. It's real simple.
That's very true.
Yeah, I think that'll probably be the only way. It's the best way to do it. Obviously, you can't do that consistently, though. Like, each project be a double disc, but just to have a double disc EP and then maybe an album or whatever, but, you know, yeah.
That's very true. I can't lie. That's very true. Hey, Vinch, man. I like that still.
Just.
Let's see about that. But yeah. All right, it's man, dictate to us, man. But yeah, we're going back to notes, man. Bro, let's see, man. Let's see what he can cook up. Yeah. Is his time at the top done? I don't know. But will he reach the heights of, like, Aladdin?
I don't think the aim should be that anymore. I think the aim should be good music and see what happens.
But that was good music, though. For me, that was good music.
Yeah, it was good music. But, I mean, the aim, like, back then, I'm sure he would have been focused on trying to make another hit, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, whereas...
But he managed to do it, though.
I'm not saying he didn't, but... I don't know. I know what I'm saying, but I don't know what I'm saying at the same time. Like, I feel like it's like create for the art perspective, innit? Like, do what you're doing, innit? And see what resonates. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, don't just feel like you got to chase another hit, so you're going to do, you know what I mean? Do certain things just because. Because then you're just going to be. Then it's just going to sound annoying, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, you're always chasing.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I feel like when artists are coming up, there's less pressure to do so because you haven't achieved that yet. Mm-hmm. But once you do, you're always always trying to chase that feeling of the hit and whatnot, which then again can lead to sound like it being forced at times and whatnot. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, yeah, you know what? That's a question I want to ask artists going forward, if I haven't already. But yeah, just in terms of trying to chase that, like, that feeling of your most successful song or whatever. Do you ever try to chase that? Or yeah. How do you feel about that going forward once that's done? But yeah, I want to find out, because notes, I feel like he was hot for like
at least two three years.
Sheesh. And he dropped it in the album last year. I did not peep that. Free the album? No. yeah, like, yeah, no.
What's up? What are you looking at?
Just his projects. Like, from his first one, he had, like, Addison Lee, Aladdin, My Lover, No Drama. And then he had songs in the meantime. And then on the second one, Take Notes 2, he had Sit Back Down, big song. And he had
What he's talking about in all those songs there, he wasn't even speaking about in this single here. So asking if this is his comeback is just a bit. But yeah, I don't know. I think he definitely probably would have some songs in the summer for us to skank to and ride to. Still, I'm pretty confident because you can tell the talent's there in it. Like, I don't think it's gone anywhere. And if you're actually taking what he's actually saying, he's saying some things in it. So, and he made it flow. So talent's obviously hasn't gone. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true.
So. Yeah, man, I think he can cook still.
Yeah, we'll see. Because, he's got hits, man. I'll say that for sure. Let's see, man. Let's see where he can take it again. Ping Tinkle, Madison. Till I come jumping, my Addison. Good times.
Have you seen this? I don't know about the girl or his podcast, whatever it is.
Groups in the UK don't know a bring in if it hit them in the face. Yeah. They don't know how to bring someone in, say, yo, my brand is big, I'm going to now leverage my brand and my visibility to help bring you in.
Yeah.
So what's better than 1 millionaire?
Yeah.
2.
Exactly.
But we can't do that because we're so scared of, oh, you know, it's a small island as it is, a small space to blow. Can't really risk bringing anyone in because I'm not going to mention specific names. Mm. But there are very big rappers who claim they're a group. They're in the collective. But you're the biggest person in your collective for the last 10 years.
Yeah. How do you feel? I think there's several excuses for that, to be fair.
That's interesting. Because in the UK, if we're talking about prominent groups, like Mimi said, like So Solid were indicative of the thing that she was criticizing. Well, of the opposite thing that she was criticizing. Like Mega Man made sure that everybody got paid the best deals with Brown Bacon, all of the sort. BBK. They've all done their thing for me.
Yeah.
Shit. He's one of our best players. Anyway, who else? Groups.
I don't know. I think for me, I'll be real, I feel like it's more of the fact that the UK is a small, so it's harder to eat here as well. In terms of, like, even your biggest artist, for example, the Skeptors and what of this world, their man probably became millionaires within the last 5 years.
Agreed.
And they've been in it at least 15, 20.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in terms of making money to actually bring niggas in now and be the label and all of that, like, I don't think it's that easy and that straightforward, like, do you know what I'm saying? But obviously now he's doing this Big Smokes thing, like, I've seen Len with it, I've seen Femi Aguero with with the big smoke chains. I don't know if he's just putting it on them niggas just to hopefully tempt them to sign.
I feel like that's the Jay-Z / Drake effect. But anyway, that's a story for a different day.
100% is.
Will he get criticized for it? What? Like the rest of them, man?
Why is he gonna get criticized?
Bro,
why are you?
You're getting heat from those up and coming to fuel your fight at the same time. But you'll criticize the likes of Drake for doing the exact same thing.
I'm not criticizing it. When did I criticize it? I said it's good business.
Okay, alright, cool.
I said it's good business.
Alright, cool. Cool. Alright. Let's just keep the energy consistent. That's what I want
good,
to see.
I said it's good business.
Keep the energy consistent.
He took it from Jigga, and Jigga's the one that started it and the pioneer of that, and yeah. Makes sense.
Okay, let's keep the energy consistent. Yeah. When I see another rapper doing the exact same thing as that, being around the young G's or whatever, just trying to, I don't know, get inspired or whatever, I want you to keep the same energy. I want you to keep the same energy. Because he knows what he's doing, innit?
Skepta. But do you reckon he's getting them to write for him now?
I don't know.
Crickets.
I don't know. Crickets. I don't know. I wouldn't really say so, because his is a very unique worldview, but
he's,
I don't know.
It's that simple.
I don't know.
There ain't no sweatshop at that.
Oh, so you man dragged that store.
Drag it?
You man dragged that store. You man dragged that store.
The streets are saying that Pete, what's his part next door, wrote most of his R&B hits.
Oh, stop it, man. Stop it. Man. It's a collab.
It's a collab. Wet.
It's a collab. It's a collab.
It's a wet.
It's a collab.
It's a not good enough.
It's a collab. It's a collab.
It's that. It's definitely not good enough.
It's a collab, man.
But
again, yeah, going back to the whole
bringing other people in.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think Play Dirty, they did it with Young'un, but I think what fucked it for Play Dirty is maybe the fact that Chip and Young'un beef.
Bro, they even did it with Cash, which was unfortunate considering that at the time they did it, he was like the worshipped. Yeah.
Mm.
Which completely halted the momentum that he was building at the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not, listen, it can be done, in it. The likes of like OFB.
They did that shit.
Fucking.
They brought in all the Achilles in.
Exactly. Literally. Exactly.
I think even Heady did as well. Like,
yeah.
Pretty sure he did that. Like,
yeah,
Abracadabras for sure did that as well. Yeah, no, I think because even OFB, what's his name, Bando talks about Abs trying to make sure to keep them on the straight, like Els and Bando K and whatnot, just trying to make sure they're patting up and showing them certain moves and rare tear tear. And just making sure they're in the state of now, but he just got called a gun judge somehow.
Brother.
Somehow. But
brother. Yeah. Which is a shame.
Yeah.
It's a fucking shame.
Yeah.
Brother.
Catching a gun charge when you.
Brother, like, man.
Literally on the peripherals of literally, yeah. If he was out this whole year and dropped music consistently, he probably would have, like Bando, he probably would have put his name, like, starting to, do you know what I mean, get up there properly in terms of the drill rappers and whatnot. But,
Brother, man. Listen, man, make that pot money and get the hell out of here, man. Honestly speaking, man, brother. Because, hey, bro, what's... Why? I just asked why, man.
I think, do you know what, yeah? Trap, I was listening to K Trap and the Winners in the Winners podcast.
I need to watch that, actually. I need to watch that.
He was talking about certain times where how in the music industry it's difficult, especially being from the roads and whatnot, because there are times where it's going slow, innit? Like, nothing's really happening, but shit's happening. Like, you're not actually busy on a day-to-day, so that's how moments like that you could easily slip into, do you know what I mean, the old life, innit? So he talked about, obviously, how he just had to make sure that he actually just wasn't on it, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, you know who's a great example of doing that? Marks. Because when the whole issue happened with him on the roads and whatnot, and he was like, yeah, fuck it, I'm out. He was like, bro, man, went cold turkey. Wasn't in the ends. Whenever man shouted him to go on the roads, he was like, no. He just stayed completely away. And he said, like, it was hard to do it. But he knew in the back of his mind, like, bruv, there's nothing for him there, do you get me?
Yeah, and now
he's flourishing, doing his own thing. Do you get me? He don't even have to rap in it, but, yeah.
He made me laugh, still, because listening to No Behaviour talking, I think they had man from Canada, innit? And he was basically the only one there that's done the least bird, innit?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know, like, he was like, from the first night he knew he was never coming back.
Listen, that's the type of sense. That's the type of sense I want people to have. But, you know, listen, never again, man's going to do this. That's the type of sense.
When they shut that jail, the first night, he said, no way. Like, brother. Once I get out of here, I'm out of here, bro. Like, and obviously he hasn't looked back. And thankfully, he's brought a couple of the men in with him. Like,
facts.
I'm saying that.
Facts.
He created an avenue for his people,
facts,
to do their thing and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out Loons and Beanus and that.
Yeah,
like,
so, man.
Yeah, man. No Behaviour's cold still.
Facts. But that's, again, that's the type of mentality man's talking about. Like, bruv. Gee.
But it's not easy, though, because a lot of people, like, especially when you're used to that fast money, yeah. And now you're living off, like, I don't know, like, what, maybe £30-40 a week and whatnot, because you're not doing certain things in rare tear, like, do you know what I'm saying? You're going to, like, starving, and all because you're just trying to, do you know what I'm saying?
Stay on the street.
Stay on the straight and narrow and rare tear, and just living hard and that, when you know you could easily be making a couple, do you know what I'm saying?
Again, gee. But is the juice worth the squeeze, brother?
Yeah.
I seen a man go to jail, whatever, get charged with shotting, and he made, like, was it like 2 bags or whatever, some shit?
No, it was two bags worth of items.
2 bags worth of items. And he's going away for, is it 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
Gee! You can make that in a fucking retail shop, brother. Or some shit. Or admin role. Whatever, G. A month. Is it worth it?
I'll be real, though. They make a whole lot more than that, but yeah.
Brother. If your line is not booming like that, brother, take it off.
You think he's out there? He's not. Listen, I'm not. Listen, I never done it, but I know them niggas make money.
Yes. Like, yes. But, brother, if that line is not money, booming, bro, like that, brother, hop off and find something else to do, G.
Yeah, but it might have been. That's how his thing might have been hot, fam. They knew where to look. They might have been booming, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, bro. And, yeah, I'll be...
Brother, first of all, for me, if you're serious, you're not getting caught with nothing, can you, G?
Yeah, but some niggas get complacent, innit?
Oh, brother.
But what was funny is in the video, man was all moving like he had nothing on him. But the Fed took out three phones and he was like, that's not illegal. Jesus.
Oh, my people are perishing. Jesus.
I was creasing. I said, perishing, buddy. It's tough. Free the guys, man. But yeah, no. I'll be real, yeah, for niggas that do that, they need to actually come off it themselves and actually want to do our shit, because, bro, niggas can actually find a full-time job but still be doing that
or
shit.
Just find something else to do with the skills you've acquired on the roads, because fam, bro, for me, yeah, man are on the roads doing this, for me that displays entrepreneurship, the fact that you're able to run a business efficiently.
Oh, hundo.
Brother, you can apply that to different skills, you get me? So yeah, it's not like you're Egypt or this is the only thing you can do.
Yeah,
it's
facts. Just
the fact that
a lot of them could be certain entrepreneurs, and you've seen, bro, it several that's times. There's so many different examples. But I feel like it's more of, I think they actually need to be able to have been shown the possibilities that they can do other shit, innit? But there are certain men that actually love it, like the thrill of it, like they love everything about it, like
that's what you're getting.
I'll be real, like, because bro, like, both a shit day, man could be clearing like 500-400 from what he was selling, dark and light, bro, profit three, four, a shit day is like £300 a day, profit. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard to replace that with anything legitimate. See what I'm saying? Like, you actually have to be like, fuck it, man's gonna earn less and tear. Because they always have like, oh, I'm gonna dip out after I hit a certain thing. But bro, the way that thing is set up, it's a trap, literally.
Exactly,
because you never know, your next thing could get robbed, and therefore you're paying off the next thing and rare tear. Like, there's so many ways you can get trapped in that thing. Do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I don't know. I think it's a bit too easy just to say just leave it and just say go cold turkey if there's no other thing for them to do in it. I think people need to see that there's actually other things that they can do and whatnot. Like, bro, like, you man not doing that, bro. Go on Amazon FBA, bro. If you got cash now, just do that, fam. That's what you're doing, bro. Like, that should be your new trap. Like, you gotta find suppliers and you gotta flip it. Do you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing, just legal. so go and do something else, man. Please, man. Trust.
Because, bro, it's not worth it, G. It's not worth it. For your sake or bro, it's just not worth it.
You know, the peak thing is, once they get institutionalized and whatnot, then they feel like this is all they can do, innit?
And it just and continues just, the cycle.
Yeah, it's peak. It's peak still. Yeah.
Sad
still.
But yeah.
What are you saying? Any other music you want to get into?
Let me see. What other music? What else? I don't know. Not really. I haven't got much. The man and we're chatting about this lady who broke down Drake's music in it. Just listen to what she says.
And wait, hold on. When Drake started giving away insanely expensive designer bags on the It Was All a Blur tour, most people just saw that and went, you know, like, he's so rich, he can give away a Birkin, you know, whatever. I didn't see it that way. And the reason why is because, like, 10 years ago, I remembered Drake doing this interview where he talked about how one day he aspired to have this amazing future wife. And in anticipation for even just, you know, the thought that one day this amazing woman was going to walk into his life, he started collecting bags. There was this thing, you know, in his head that was just like, I don't know who this woman is yet, but there is a woman who is going to be my counterpart, who is coming into my life. And when she gets here, I want to present her with this elaborate collection of just the most beautiful, expensive designer handbags, and she deserves them. The most notable ones being Birkins, and I mean big Birkins, like Himalayan Birkins, and the Birkin girls know that's serious. When he gave away some of those bags, to me, it felt a lot less like he was giving away an item and more like he was giving away a concept. And I know there are people that are like, it was just a bag, you know, like it's just, you know, a gesture. But it was a gesture that he connected to the concept of love. People keep being like, Drake's music has changed. Why has Drake's music changed? And it's because in a time where love music wasn't popular, he was our love musician. And we've watched our love musician stop believing in love. The progression from, baby, you're my everything, you all I ever wanted, I better find your loving, I better find your heart, I got my eyes on you, you everything that I see, I want your heart, love, and emotion endlessly. Like, when you listen, those are beautiful love letters. To questioning whether he was worthy of that concept. Told me about all your insecurities for what? Dragged me like 2 hours to your family house for what? You told stories where you did amazing things to be loyal, things to be patient. That was before me. I must have changed it. Was it me? Did I do that to you? To where we are now. Ask me if I should have treated you better, but no. We watched him believe it. We watched him grieve it. A billion things happened that we'll never know about. And people say that he played, but there have definitely, I'm sure, been people who played in his face too. Now we're in the anger phase. F my ex. You know, it's all very aggressive. And it's a little less relatable, especially to the women, to the lover girls. So I totally understand why my sister-in feel the way that they feel. I think the reason why it is so hard for me to turn my back completely on Dear Aubrey is that I know that after the anchor phase, it's acceptance. And of course, I don't know him, so I don't know what he gonna accept. But on that side, maybe there will be the kind of music that enriches the lovers again, you know? And I don't know, I could just be glazing, I ain't gonna lie, but I don't wanna give up off y'all. I don't wanna do it. So we gonna see. Push through, Aubrey. Heal. We got faith in you.
Bro, that's some of the realest spit I've heard.
That's, do you think that nigga...
That's some of the realest spit I've heard regarding Drake in a minute still.
I mean, it makes sense, but... Do you think that nigga was... At what point in his dating career do you reckon he actually feels that he was trying to be serious with women?
Probably the Rihanna phase. So, like, 2015, 2016.
The Rihanna phase?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a quick thing?
No. You have to remember, the whole Chris Brown beef was from years back, and that was to do with Rihanna. And then he went to go proclaim his love to her on the stage. And then she dubbed him on the stage. And then we're here now. Wait,
hold on.
Yeah.
What was the Chris Brown and thingy beef because of what? Because
over Rihanna.
But after how long after Chris Brown beat up Riri? Like after how long?
We're talking. We're talking maybe 2012. 2012 to 2012 to like 2017, I would say. There was that.
They were on and off.
Yes, in that period they were involved. If we're going off reports, whatever, I don't know these people, whatever. But yeah, during that period, 100%. Which is, yeah, unfortunate, isn't it? But she makes a great point, man. Because, yeah, you can see the shift in the music in terms of his viewpoint, his view on love and whatnot. It's clear to see. Very clear.
So, yeah, I'd say from broke his heart.
100%. Bro, if you see that video of where he says, oh, I've loved this girl since I was 15 years old or whatever, and then he leans in for the kiss and then she gives him the cheek. Oh, Jesus. Brother. And then...
Show me that video, but...
Yeah, wait, hold on.
I think... But rightly so, though. They obviously weren't public then, innit?
Oh, yeah.
And I think, obviously... He obviously just wasn't smooth as he thought he was, innit?
That could also be true.
Like, he probably was maybe just fangirling her a bit too much, like.
Yeah. Wait, this is it. Hold on.
I'm pretty confident ASAP Rocky ain't on that.
Brother, that's another thing.
What?
That's tough too.
What? Jiggy nigga with the gold links.
Bro. But he came after you.
But he was there first to an extent.
Yeah, you could say it was always there, innit? But that's got to be a bit of pill to swallow too.
Yeah, he's got to hold that one still.
Oh, wait, hold on.
But yeah, no, I think fat lining off.
What did he say?
The first time I met Robin Fenty, it was 2005. She was shooting a music video at a restaurant called Avocado in Toronto. The song was Ponda Replay, and the director...
Man went into detail, say less.
And the director of the video was Little X. I was introduced to her as a kid and played background music at the restaurant.
That's her name, dinner. Her real name.
It's hard to believe that 11 years later, all three of us would come together to create the visual for a song called Work. Today, the world knows Little X as Director X. They know me as Drake and not the kid singing While You Order Pasta. But 11 years later, they still all know Rihanna as the one and only Rihanna. Captivating from day one, the iconic being that is Rihanna was already at a place where most artists only dream of going. For them, that's often the peak, but for her, that was a starting point, and she has kept ascending to an untouchable level ever since. When it comes to music, she relentlessly takes over the charts with every release. When it comes to performance, they swarm in masses just to be in her presence. Obviously. And when it comes to fashion and style, she makes it seem so effortless until you try and do it yourself, which is when it gets a little awkward. What's most impressive isn't the endless list of stats, awards, and accomplishments. What's most impressive is the person. Some artists need to play a character to achieve success. Some need to downplay their own natural instincts to blend in. She succeeds by doing something that no one in this music industry does, which is being herself. This woman has surpassed all competition while still being the same girl from Barbados, surrounded by the same friends, speaking with the same accent, and never missing a crop over unless it's to come perform at OBO Fest, which we appreciate. We love the music, which can change styles from album to album. We love the videos, which change their artistic vision from year to year. But most of all, we love the woman who hasn't changed since day one.
She's someone I've been in love with
since I was 22 years old.
That's crazy.
She's one of my best friends in the world. All my adult life, I've looked up to her, even though she's younger than me. She's a living, breathing legend in our industry. Ladies and gentlemen, the recipient of the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award for 2016.
That's tough, man.
I don't see. I mean, he gave her props, innit?
Bruh. There was obviously something there past just appreciation for her craft.
I think she was also like, okay, you might be doing too much.
So. Yeah, you know what, just rein it in a bit. But.
Yeah, man. So he's just gonna have to hold down it. But
that's tough.
Man said, really started this villain arc. Oh no, that is funny.
I think so. I definitely feel like she contributed to that 100%. I think maybe the ghostwriting scandal set off, but that just took it to the next level, do you get me?
Mm.
So it's unfortunate, innit? But again, like you said, let's see if he gets to the acceptance stage soon. Do you get me?
But I think, yeah, man, go find love, innit? That's what he needs to do, man.
Listen,
go date some real women instead of these Instagram baddies.
I mean, but there's a lot of Instagram baddies.
Yeah, you cheated how many, bro? Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Bro.
When will it stop? Like,
you know what I'm saying? Who knows, man? But yeah, I feel that's all I have for this week.
Yeah.
Let's do the playlist. Playlist. I'm gonna add Shameless by Damso. What else? What else have I been listening to?
I'm gonna add what's that anime song?
The one you played?
Yeah, watch. And then I'm gonna add the Breakfast song as well. I need to find
watch. Wait, it's not on Think. It's not on Apple Music.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I don't know if it's because she couldn't clear the sample or whatever. I don't know.
I'm going to play the Portland. Benny the Butcher Bron. And cool. Then Jackie Brown. Yeah, Jackie Brown by Brent Fires. Different for me, but.
Yeah.
Songs of rhythm style.
going to add. I'm trying to think. Belong to You by Brent Fires and Babyface Ray. That's a good fucking project. Please, don't sleep on that one.
Who?
By Brent Fires and Babyface Ray. I feel like that album gets better with every listen. I'm not gonna lie. Larger than life. The like Timbaland inspired.
Oh, okay.
Project,
okay,
that he dropped late last year. Yeah, that gets better with every listen. I'm not gonna hold you still. But yeah, man. Gosh. Go like, share, comments. Great! Hold the ball. Thank you.
Go like, share, subscribe. All indeed. That good stuff.
Indeed.
Yeah, man. We gone.
Indeed.